the dimension of being. There are people who existentially are existentially being. In every motion of their body and in every grimace of the countenance shines through the inner kinship which God has bestowed upon them. And those people are actually, all clothed in red and simply treated with contempt by society. On the other hand, there are people, rich and prominent and powerful, known to many and admired by many, who existentially are ordinary clay, bleak and gray people, notwithstanding the fact that from a political or social economic viewpoint, they control an empire. To the charismatic endowment in the Jews, in every Jew.
شب از پرش میگیرش من یه خط رو یاد خوبه
¿La quieres?
ועשיתי איתם רגעי אחות בארץ, באורן ישראל, ומלך אחות יהיה לכום המנך, ולגיעו איג לשווי גלום, וליחוץ ואיג לשווי ממלכת. ועד בגובית מלך עליהם, וראי אחות יהיה לכולם. ומשפט הילכו ורגעי תאיש ירו, ועוד ואיתם. So the first thing is that the ideal מלוכת is uniting the people and one king of one people. As a matter of fact, the red mouth of Israel was split in the two, And it was not just only on the intercession in political terms, but the Malchus of the Chavon, the Malchus of Jeroboam, were impaired, burned first. And they'll be restored, the Malchus of the Chavon Jeroboam, the kingdom will be restored. Malchus is already the Malchus of Israel, the restore of the century of the century, and be protected. With the arrival of the Melech HaMashiach, and the trait, the characteristic trait of the Melech HaMashiach, kingdom will be the unity of the people, one people under one king. I mean, this is the next level of the process in Vanigash. Vanigash. Now I want to say something about it. Allah actually means a king, kingdom means government. And the highest authority. These are two kings, but neither one is a sovereign in the two sentence words. And it does not have supreme authority because there is another king which may challenge him. So the matter of fact, the mother tells us a story in Eretz that Rebbe asked whether or not he would be obligated to bring a soil if he had committed a head shayom al echadot. So the answer means, are it to us for the bottom? Your authority is limited to the soil, you're a competitor in the other one, means there is a meeting. I shall not see Yechto, but the Shem Rekord, you wish you were Milo Nano Ewa, the Shem Rekord. If a body is sovereign, there is only one, God, no money. However, if there is someone else who shares our control the part of the people, so he's not called Rossi. He's not actually Rossi, yes, or Hashem Rekord. It's the same halacha that the Rambam has expressed in the Sefer Mitzvot, that the real objective of the king is Achdus Yisrael, the unity of the king. The split people, the Melech of the split people, or the Melech of the Rossi, are not the ideal king. The institution of Malchus requires complete unity in universality. Now I want to say something. How does the Melech, when it says that Melech should unite the people, you can unite the people in a variety of ways. You can unite the people by exercising power. I mean, how is it power? I mean, simply by tyranny. By taking away the basic liberty from the people. By loving them as their voice. The government, by not consulting them. You can do that, of course. I mean, Russia is definitely united, no doubt about it. But America is united, that's not what Russia is definitely. United is one way to speak for Russia. But the people who have a money, I mean, it's very hard to get. Then we have a rule, I mean, an old rule for the world. Rule of chivalry in advance. I think, but if I take that prayer, I can't stand up and waste my opinion, I mean, seriously. Of course, you can bring about unity simply by the sword. By the ISP. But the ISP. We need to punish anybody who dares to disagree. These dissidents are thrown into jail. Of course, it's possible. But this is not the kind of unity of the The Rambam understood that it spoke about the ultimate objective of the is to a happy guest of the table, to unite the people. How does it not actually unite the people? What is the instrument? Which, by virtue of which, he achieved this unity. But what is perpetual the method that you have?
It does not lose.
Only who? Somebody wants to say something.
I want to ask. Must it be unanimous or rather not?
Most probably wrong, Doctor. That's what you call most probably. Unanimity. Unanimity will come up.
Charitably generous, true enough.
the post. That it happens. Usually at the present I'm in emotional excitement, pain, fear, and so forth. And it's only the heart. It is the sensitive organ in humanity which requests both. Humanity's suffering and humanity's joy and salvation. And now, when the answer she read and move in for this world, what does that mean? What does that mean? It means he feels before the earth, before the community actually has realized, for instance, that the water is confronted with crisis, with depression, but never knows before the ordinary person, they realize that he's encountering danger or his enemy. And when the community is bizarre, when the community suffers, oppressed, or enslaved, or humiliated, the melech feels the pain. The melech is the suffering. The melech's heart comes in and breaks the heartbeat of every human. This is that for the Ramadan. She read the Yoreh for the word. It means the melech is the person who has compassion and shares in the suffering of every human. Of every member of the community. That's for the Ramadan. But she leaves you late for your work. It's not for the Kuzari, I think that is not the for the Kuzari, it's all the life. I mean, but leave you late for your work, then in the Hebrew Bible. It's the Kuzari, she would be for it, she's royal very long, she'll leave the body. But Nalak is the heart. It's the most sensitive organ in the people on here, among in the community. It reflects immediately pain or happiness, joy or distress. And the melech is ready to help. And to defend the people, before the people realize that they are in need of defense, or in need of help. And exactly, and here is where the melech unites the people. People is united by what? The melech merges his personality, or his being, with the things that exist of hundreds of thousands of millions of people. Wherever you suffer, he says he's requested by the mother, by the heart of the people. That's exactly what the Ram means, shall we be responsible for that? That's how the mother might be. When the Ram speaks about it, anyone who goes on the nation, I don't know, when you have an act of man, the way that we are saying, the Israel talk of Umasom, Utunesom, the Kitsom, Tasha Yiso, Amen, and Sagene. Gerenech, for a Yahweh. The Melech is called the Shepherd. Live in the Yahivane. The Dark is all day in the Purush the Kabore. Gerenech, every year, the Israeli Kabit Koy, and the Haiti Yiso. What is this? The job, the task of the Reyes? It's not just to take care of the flock, but to take care of every individual. Of every individual sheep, of every individual land. Always denial. Today, every year, it is raining a cup of soil of 80 meters. That's exactly the task of the land. Not only to help the people in touch, when the story is not possible, community-wise, when the disaster which presents is a national foe, but even if an individual is in distress, the Lord should share in his. He's suffering in his pain and helping him. This is your leader responsible. This means we have to get people famous. We unite the people. Unite by suffering in the people. You unite the people if the balance is not isolated from the people, it is within the people, but he shares in everybody's today and everybody's suffering and everybody's suffering. This is exactly what's done. And I want to add something else. When you say unite people, it is necessary for the Jewish people to be united. It is necessary, of course, for this, for example. But back to human family, unity of the people is indispensable for the dance and for many things. But who spoke, there is one of the machines who actually emphasized that unity of the people is important for a metaphysical people, not only for the people. Under police pressure. From a metaphysical
Representing the people. Jacob alone was not the people, individual representing the people.
together at what is keeping us from them. It's basically, the Knesset Israel consists in one Knesset, consisting of 12 diverse tribes. And that is unity. For instance, Yaakov told Yates, he told Yates, of Mutrapa. So Rashi says, if I hadn't found you, if I hadn't found you alive as I did now, I would have thought that I would have no share. I'll have no share in Leo Leo Mago. After the Mutrapa, I'll die only once, Leo Mago. But I'll have a share in Leo Mago. I mean, the Rashi is very strange. Why did Yaakov think so? After all, Yates was lost, I mean, whatever happened to him, it was not due to him. It was due to somebody else. Why did Yaakov blame him himself, I mean, for the loss of it? The answer is, because Yaakov's job was to what? To beget 12 sons. 12 sons. And those 12 sons will comprise the Jewish people. They'll be within this entity, that community, small as it was, will be a confluence of talents, of approaches, of thoughts, of emotions, of physicalness, of views, and all the self will be united into one entity. If Yates had not been found, if Yates had been killed, the entire message is for him. Would have never arisen, and would have never entered the story by now. When Yates was found, Yaakov knew that he had fulfilled so this means unity. It's not just the unity of number. It's not the unity of the country. It's not the unity just coming in economy for the census taker. More than that, it's the unity of antithetic, diverse elements, people who represent various talents, various commitments, various outlooks of life, diverse approaches, a qualitative unity, it's a metaphysical unity. And that's exactly the job of the monarch, to maintain that unity. As a matter of fact, you know very well, we have always been, somebody said very well, you asked about something in the huddle, a problem. You asked about a problem in a locker. So you ask, what is the opinion of the Lord? So you, quite often, frequently, you'll get a following answer. You have them afraid of him. And it's interesting, Machleket Torishenim, or Machleket Adnoi, Machleket Amoroim, of course we accept one view, and we get the other view. But this is as far as practice is concerned. As far as the quality of the view is concerned, both views that means Yehadu should never believe in the Aristotelian principle that there is no principle of contradiction. If A is opposed to B, either A is right and B is wrong, or B is right and A is wrong. We said B and A may both be right. And that applies to people, to leaders. Each leader is left before has represented a certain attribute. They're basically divine attributes. You find many divine attributes which are actually mutually exclusive. And when you call up a Bishbor who is showing them Raymond, the united attributes. The Chesed and Gvur are two attributes which actually are mutually exclusive. They are contradictory. If there is Chesed, that cannot be Din. If there is Din, that cannot be Chesed. I mean, so that's what we say, Eish Yisholim and Raymond. Means for Akadish Bokhla means there is no contradiction between Chesed and Gvura. Chesed this is not meat in his face. Just for the money. That's what's required of a king. Of a king is required that he should not only be capable of admitting the faith, he should also understand that a human being is capable of sinning, and is prone to sin, and he should be forgiven if the human being, the sinner, is ready to repent and come back and join the German force. It's two shamokos. It's two different approaches. Two opposites. But in the Knesset Yisrael, they merge into one entity. This is what Rabban says in Bakhtin Bisharach. I saw. Knesset Yisrael. Confluence of opposites. A contrast. Symphony of colors. A sound which actually, I mean, are many times mutual expressions. And the Melech is the representative who represents the unity of the Knesset Yisrael. The qualitative unity, the metaphysical unity, what we call Mizu Kamidei, or what the Jewish philosophers call coincidentia for the soul, the coincidence of something. This is the job of the mind. And if you take a look at the in soil, you'll find it in the soil also. Take, for instance, a person like a human birth, and take his contemporary, the Moshente, one of the older than a human birth. The more authentic than the Richard Martin, but was almost a contemporary of the same age. Or take a human boy in the Kanye, Bobby Bobo, the Lord Lagerhead. In the controversy, I mean, as a future event, very sharp and violent form. Sometimes it's exploded on him. And it's probably to see people are harmed. It is Mr. Europe. Two opposites. The human boy is more or less. It is Bonner Shalvachel, who is the favorite of today. Humble, modest, self-taking, locked up in his ethic. I was in the ethic many years ago. Locked up in the ethic, I mean, in the windows closed. The blinds pulled down, I mean, and there I had the candle at daytime, I mean, studying. And you know, I'm going to steal the tail. He's talking by an audit. There's no power, didn't organize anybody. It's complete nothing. And on the other hand, the Hauschente, the Gaza, the Mebrich Amari, I mean, well, these people are among the people always accessible. And that's what the Rambam says. The least day of the three hour showing. The least day of the break the arm of wickedness. If the Rambam says three, I mean it's a powerful arm. A Melech should never hesitate. Engage in a conflict. He's a powerful person, or he's a powerful woman, or he's a powerful lawyer. I mean, you should never hesitate to do so. Because any disorder on the part of your land is forbidden. While with regard to not to the Hadarian, in certain situations, the king of the head understands the Hadarian and permitted him to disorder and some involvement. Right?
Mishpat should never contradict the other people.
priest must should always be accompanied by prophet. And if it's necessary, the king himself should kill for you, should dig in these pockets in order to compensate the personal loss. Every mishpat for a king is accompanied by an act of charity on his part. Which is right. Now, we will rock in your family tradition. What does it mean? We will rock in your family tradition. Today, I have two topics in rock in your family.
Accepted not only as a prophet, he's one of the men that were rejecting, but he shall never let that be.
for their payment and their objective and their is appointed. The king. What is your capital at the end? What is your fault? Let us not do it.
Thank you.
Peter Shoren, pilot en Facebook, meeting the other in Peter, and for his meeting in the two letter, at a violent to the supplement, I mean, the world, I mean, it's a violent. Meeting,
Christianity, I mean, who is Israel? Who is Zion? What is Zion? It's the
information is not just up there, my dear. I mean, events. Whoever you're thinking. Whoever you're thinking. Now, try whether he knows that he will be used to write for literature. Trying very hard to understand. Of course, you don't want that meeting. That's the key to Hashem. We got to sleep at the end. Any political defeat on the part of the people, I'm thinking, is actually impaired. Kaviyoku Malkus Vishara Kodesh Boko. Found Vishara. The splendor and the glory of our Kodesh Boko. Of the Tanakh, of our Prakis, of our Patriot, who go to go and say, for the whole actually is nothing but a hope. We have been fighting for centuries. We shed our blood for centuries. We defended some dead spirits for various for centuries. We live in a world of illusion or perhaps a delusion. Everything is a delusion. That's what going to say during the whole first year. Have evil empire in Mashiach. Going to say that anymore. Going to say, perhaps there is health situation. Who knows? Perhaps that these two wandering Jews have clairvoyance. Perhaps the promises by the Nevi'im are coming. Perhaps the Jewish society is in the process of coming. Who knows? That's what goes through a gentleman mind. I'm not speaking by every gentleman in the street, but the better, more intelligent mind. Sometimes you'll come in, when the Jew win a war, it's not their war. It's war for the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are wars, we don't contribute anything to the enhancement of the name of Israel and the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't contribute. Just selfish war. Destructive war. Those walls are not Muhammad Hashem. But Muhammad will actually, upset before the world, the glory and the new horizon of Jewish thinking and Jewish hope and Jewish clairvoyance and Jewish prophecy. That Muhammad is Muhammad Hashem. Not every Muhammad is to be glorified. But certain Muhammad are unavoidable, inevitable, before the Muhammad Hashem. As a matter of fact, I can tell you that I have to say, in my opinion, two wars, not a single war. 1956, I was down, when I was a Muhammad Hashem. The proof, why am I in doubt? Because we didn't actually utilize or exploit the opportunity. We just lost so many people, and we withdrew again to the old border. I don't believe Greece prestige had won in hand by the threat war in 1950. I doubt it. It was just an opponent. They couldn't offer an opponent. Perhaps we got cheated by France and England. Perhaps, possible. All right. America, too. All right. Eisenhower, Van Dollar. Yes. But on evidence, all right. This is a good excuse and it's extenuating circumstance. Yes, it's a mitigating factor. But that does not mean, that does not make the war of the country. I have no doubt. The war of independence, and the war of the first day war, it was a Muhammad Hashem. But they changed the planet. They changed the planet, the prestige of the Jew. And the prestige of the Jew in your house is only identical with the majesty of God. And reason. And that's what answers the new thing in the country. The monarchy must understand it and discriminate what kind of war is going to happen. And what kind of war is going to engage. Is it just the war on the for just extension? Or is the war for which we will win not only political victory or military victory, but a spiritual victory for the those who have denied actually our right to live and to exist and to actually and to consider ourselves the heirs and the successors of the Holy Spirit. This is Muhammad Hashem. Alright? This is a very important question. It's important that we use not only another, a telegram. My opinion, 1956 has been said. Now, the Rambam says something else. So we have, how many objectives did we enumerate?
Three.
Yichud Umo, United Israel, Mishpat, Unio Kamos. Three. Now, he says, Utsiye Magamosei, the Ramez, the fourth objective. Utsiye Magamosei Umachshasei,
Leonie Dachlin.
Really,
they're not saying.
Did you learn that? very easy to distort a woman. If you want to apply powder or ooze to a woman, something produced by a woman, a young mother from 80 years, that's what you have to do. But you need all the woman and all the wrinkles. Very dear, and I don't look for what you want. And that's why I mean many things to which we are indicted to not you girls. We want to enforce you.
One, by the party, which will understand to do two things. stronger one will excel not only as far as fighting, but as far as neurology is concerned. The orthodox rabbi will be accepted by the entire community, and the orthodox rabbi will show the community that he wears not only yellow pants, but more than that. That is a moral personality, head and shoulders above the foreign north and conservative. That he is not out for publicity, is not the publicity hound. That he is not a lover of money. I don't say money is wet, but however, it's an area with all that in love with it. That he is not even love with money. And that he's more sincere and more submissive and more persistent with himself than the Hawks and the Conservatives and the Congress. They will decide the battle. Morality, higher morals. The fear of morality. And the American people, I want to tell you, America is very intelligent. His intelligence is discriminating. It's understanding. I have great faith in American people. Secondly, the battle will be decided, and the outcome of the battle will be decided, also by intellectual achievement. For instance, if the Orthodox rabbi will be head and shoulders about the conservative reform of it, as far as knowledge is concerned, and I mean knowledge in the widest sense of the word, as far as knowledge of the habits, you have the profound view, you have sweet. And you're able to reach out for horizons, for new horizons, and the intellectual field, the others, will be the winner. Morality and intellectuality, the ceremony, the widest sense of the word, will actually decide on the outcome of the battle. The battle has not been a hurry. The outcome is not, we don't know yet. This is number one. We were holding that for him. First of all, we're living, as you said before, living in a temporary life, and secondly, by what? By the BS affair. And here we come to the most sublime and noble objective of Malthus. Namely, the never should be the great color. The Melech should be the great teacher. The Melech is not only a political figure. The Melech is a spiritual figure. He is the teacher par excellence. The rule. So the job of the Melech is not only the rule. His task is not only on the intervention of people. His task is not only to resolve controversy or adjudicate papers. His task is not only to be an example to the people by his own life. But his task is also and foremost to teach the people. Is the Melech a teacher or isn't he? I mean, if you tell it, I mean, to political scientists, you are the people. Teachers are at the university. Governor, teacher, the government in Washington. President of the United States is not a teacher. He's an executive. But he's not a Jewish people. Who appointed by what virtue he was a king. He was the greatest of all kings. But he was sure none of the casual from the Arabic word. A continental the word none of his transformation, not a political. A place of a shame. Capitalism on the yes. Who appointed Meishe? Meishe was another by virtue of being Rabbeinu, of being the teacher. As many as me in the future. Because he's positive. By teaching the people, he fashions it. By teaching the people, I mean, actually, he transforms the people. For instance, is there a mixture of teaching which obligates the narrative? Except the Hakim show. Teach for a Katela there. Why couldn't the book be able to? Why couldn't the mean one of the better epitaphs do it? It's not the same color. It's not the same color.
Great of color, who buys a